Cambridge Breakfast with Shutterly Fabulous. No other shutters come close.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
You'll be familiar with the work of Jimmy's, but there's another side to their work with the homeless, and that's the Controlled Drinkers Service and also the housing support. Sarah Colwell is here. She's the housing support worker and a sort of familiar voice, but in another guise, really.
Yeah, I think I've been on here a couple of times, haven't I? In fact, the last time I was here, it was the Panto, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, it was.
Panto. Oh, yes, it was.
See what I did. Well, look, you're very welcome. The first thing, you picked me up when we were chatting, but yep. Jimmy's Night Shelter, not Jimmy's
it's
Night
no
Shelter
longer
anymore.
Called Jimmy's Night Shelter, no. We just kind of called Jimmy's Cambridge, and the Night Shelter, which everybody thinks is Jimmy's, which is the building on East Road, is actually the assessment centre. It's called the assessment centre now.
And there is, as we said in the intro, there's more to Jimmy's than just
definitely.
Looking after the homeless and giving them a bed for the night.
Yep.
So tell me about your role.
Okay, so as well as the assessment centre in East Road, which, as I say, everybody knows about, we have a controlled drinking project at 451 Newmarket Road, which is a six-bedded sort of hostel, I suppose we'd call it, where we have six people at various stages of drinking problem. And they generally come in from Jimmy's Assessment Centre ready to start controlling their drinking or giving up drinking. And so they live in the shelter with us, supported by the support team, to control drinking, to just get themselves back together, and in the end hopefully give up drinking, or at least be able to moderate to more sensible levels.
We'll talk a little bit more about the centre itself after 8:30. I must confess that I was oblivious to its existence until I arrived there on our day when we went with the mayor and deputy mayor on their coffee morning trek. And that was one of the places where Mayor of Cambridge, Nigel Gawthorpe, was visiting. And I thought, oh, it isn't a nice house after all. it's actually something else.
Yeah, it used to be a pub, and then it was an Indian restaurant, and now it's obviously the controlled drinking project, which is quite interesting.
Yeah, very, very much so. The whole issue of drinking amongst the homeless, and this is a chicken and egg kind of
thing, really, isn't it?
But is it the home? You know, there people have all sorts of problems, of which drinking is clearly one, which means they end up homeless and in need of the support of somewhere like Jimmy's. But equally, if you end up homeless in a pretty bad way, and you might turn to drink.
It really is. Is it a symptom? Is it a cause? A lot of people obviously become homeless for lots of reasons, mental health problems, losing their homes. It's a big one nowadays. But drink is definitely a reason for people to become homeless. But again, if you're on the streets and you're feeling cold and you're feeling low and you're feeling miserable, of course you're going to perhaps turn to having a drink or two, which then can become a problem. Mm. It's a huge subject. Excuse me.
And is it fair to say that, you know, it's not just Jimmy's mission to give people a bed for the night, but actually sort them out so they don't come back?
It's a whole procedure, really. You start off, if you're, for example, a street homeless person, may turn up at Jimmy's, be given a bed, be assessed, given a bed for up to 28 days, during which time the workers there, the linked support workers, are amazing. Sort them out, find out if they have a connection to Cambridge, if they can, you know, apply for any rental in Cambridge, if they maybe have to return to where they've come from. As I say, a lot of people will get referred to our Move On houses, which we'll talk about in a little while, or to the second stage projects, for example, Victoria Road, Willow Walk. After 28 days, hopefully the homeless person will be able to move on to a more appropriate project. And the end goal is always for people to have their own tenancies, their own homes, and to obviously live a good and happy life.
Yeah. Well, look, we'll talk some more about it all after 8:30. We do have this particular inch of music to sort out, which we will do after the travel, I feel. So 8:19.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo. Cambridge 105 Radio.
And welcoming back our guest now, Sarah Colwell, is a housing support worker at Jimmy's. Now, Sarah, you're based at 451 Newmarket Road, which is the Controlled Drinking Project.
That's right, yeah, that's where our offices are, yeah.
Fab. So how long has 451 Newmarket Road been in business?
Originally, Sirenians, which is another homelessness charity, were running the Controlled Drinking Project, and Jimmy's got the tender. You're going to make me look a bit foolish now. Years back, mm-hmm. I'm not entirely sure how many years ago. It's not too long, mm-hmm. but certainly the last 2 or 3 years.
And why do people come through your doors?
Basically, people who potentially, as I said, have been at Jimmy's Assessment Centre on East Road, who have a drinking problem but want to address that problem, can come in, and it's, as I say, it's a six-bedded hostel where staff are on duty 24 hours a day. At which point I have to say hello, Angie, who is on duty this morning, and I promised I'd say hello. Hi, Angie, I'll see you later. Get the kettle on. So the support staff at Jimmy at 451 will talk to the individual with help from outside agencies such as Inclusion, which is now CGL, because they've just been taken over.
I'm really confused now, so I don't know who Inclusion is, and I don't know who CGL is.
Okay, so Inclusion is the Drug and Alcohol Project, which was called Inclusion, is now called CGL, which is Change, Grow, Live, new organisation.
Okay.
Right.
No, Neil spoke to them a couple of weeks ago.
So we'll have a worker from Inclusion come in potentially to talk to the individual about where their drinking is at, how they want to reduce or stop. And we would put the individual on a drinking plan at the project, kind of moderate that as best we can, make sure that they have enough to do. It's all about, you know, when you stop drinking, it's obviously all controlled drinking. You need to have lots of other things going on in your life. It's not as simple
as just... Sort of distract you.
Absolutely. And we'll do also sort of medically supervised detoxes in the centre. So, you know, someone will come and have a detox to start with. So it's all about getting people to a stage where they're no longer drinking problematically.
Right.
And can then hopefully move on, maybe into one of our move-on houses or into their own tenancy. Mm. It's very much beginning to end from Jimmy's, from the streets, hopefully ending up in their own tenancy. With, you know, good things happening.
So how long, is there sort of like an average stay of a person? How long do people sort of, once they walk through the door and start get on that plan, how long does it take?
Well, anything really, assuming all goes to plan, it could be anything from 6 months up to 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's not a quick and easy process by any means. Mm. You know, people, there are going to be pitfalls along the way, there are going to be issues, things are going to potentially go slightly wrong, but the staff will then, you know, hopefully put them back on track. Mm-hmm. It's quite unusual that anybody has to leave or fails, because it's, if you want to give up drinking badly enough, you will be there for that reason.
Yeah.
So with the support that's offered, I feel that we are quite successful.
Mm. Yeah. And so who refers them? Like, is it a voluntary thing? They just sort of think,
no,
walk through the door?
It's mainly from the assessment centre, or occasionally from CGL, as Inclusion now is. Yeah, so it is, but mainly I would say 95% of our residents come from Jimmy's Assessment Centre.
Right. Is it quite a large... how many...
You'll have to come and visit.
We'll have to visit. Well, you were there,
Julian's
weren't you?
Been there.
I've had the tour, yes.
You've had the tour, yeah. I mean, basically,
how many people? Like, what's the maximum capacity?
It's six bedrooms.
Oh, okay,
so everybody
okay.
has their own bedroom and a bathroom, ensuite bathroom. Then we have a sort of our office, I'm just sort of thinking as we walk in, and then there's a big living area and dining area. Everyone eats together as best as practicable. Mm. The staff on duty cook an evening meal for everybody. Sometimes the residents will want to cook. So we're encouraging, you know, life skills as well as, you know, the drinking issues. There's a lovely garden as well. In the summer, a few of our residents sort of did some gardening for us. And then at the back, there's a sort of a meeting room. That was the original pub, I understand, the back bit. And then there's a staircase up to the housing support offices.
Right, I see.
Staircase is lovely, actually.
It
and
is
the garden
spiral.
As well, for that matter.
Brilliant.
If you had as much budget as you wanted...
Yep.
How many people do you think would be in 451 right now?
Goodness me.
Presumably you have to basically say, we've only got space for...
Yeah.
Six, seven, eight.
Yeah, I mean, we've always got people who want to come in. So it would be lovely to have... It would be lovely to have a house like this, four or five, you know, an actual controlled drinking project in every city.
And is that what's needed in Cambridge?
I think it's needed everywhere, to be fair. Drink doesn't... you know, prejudice, does it? Everybody could potentially be that drinker who's in our project getting dry. So I think, it'd be 20 if we, if I could make the money happen and the building big, 20 people and loads of staff.
And is there a danger that someone goes through the system, you send them away, they're dry, and then, I don't know, a few months later you get a phone call?
Absolutely, yeah, that has happened, and it will always happen.
What happens then? Awful thing to say, but if somebody's just going around circles through the system,
yes,
and there's somebody else who could come in and leave...
Yeah, it's a very individual. I couldn't comment on, you know, individual situations, because somebody may have done extremely well, have relapsed, have been incredibly distressed that they've relapsed. And it has happened. We've had people in the move-on houses who've come back to 451 for a short while just to get themselves together if there's been a spare bed, and gone back to a move-on house onto their own tenancy, and it's worked really well. So it's very difficult to judge. It's one of those calls that you can't really... I can't say, right, you've been here, you need to go, don't come back, because he wants to come in.
Yeah.
You know, it's
and everybody
hard.
Is an individual,
everybody,
of course.
They're all people. Everyone's yeah. Mm. It's a hard one.
So you were saying that, you know, someone can be there with you for six months, up to 2 years.
Yeah.
What happens after?
Okay, so when we begin to think that somebody is ready to start, you know, living their own life, we discuss it with them. The main thing that we do with people from 451 is move them into, as I say, one of our move-on houses. There, in fact, at the moment, we have two what we call abstinence houses. So the residents in there have generally come from 451 or from inclusion or even from the assessment centre, and they are completely abstinent, completely dry. We'll breath test them, we'll, you know, go and check everything's okay. And so that's another stepping stone, being sober, ready to go out into their own tenancy. After a while, if somebody's doing really, really well, everything's in place, we will ask the city council to put them into a band A for their own council tenancy or social tenancy.
Right.
And that happens fairly regularly. And then if somebody... So it's a long process, isn't it? From the move-on house to the tenancy, we'd still offer support, floating support, for as long as anybody needs it. So we have quite a few tenants in different social housing across the city who we still pop round and see, until they feel that they're absolutely okay to live on their own. So it really is from homelessness to full living.
Yeah.
It's a long, long process.
Okay. Well, Sarah, thank you very much for coming in
chat
to us this morning. Good to see you again.
Do
come back.
I will. I'll try and think of another reason to come back.
I'm sure we can think of some reason. Sarah Colwell, housing support worker at Jimmy's. Thanks very much. It's 20 to 9. Brilliant. I better say goodbye now, I guess. From me, Julian Clover.
That's a crazy song.
I know.
And from me, Lucy Milazzo.
Top of the morning. Good morning.
We're back tomorrow at 7.
You're out late tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, dinner at 9.
And when you do breakfast, that's virtually a midnight snack.
Ugh.